my name is Mark Paul. I'm an independent researcher in Montreal, and this is Abstract 33, Decision-Aware Insulin Therapy, a 360-variable, 21-layer decision manifold for capturing moment-of-action clinical reasoning. I have lived with type 1 diabetes since 1967. I am in my 60th year, more than 100,000 injections and millions of small decisions around them. That matters for one reason. The decisions I make at my kitchen table are exactly the kind of data clinical AI is trained on. I am not studying this system from outside. I am inside the training data. Here's the problem, and it is simpler than it sounds. Clinical data records outcomes. It does not record the reasoning that produced them. A glucose value shows you the endpoint. It does not show you what I observed, what I expected, what I weighed, or why I acted the way I did. The device keeps the number and forgets the decision. That missing execution state context is the layer this work captures. So I set out to capture it. Over one continuous 60-day window as a single subject, I recorded every treatment decision as structured data. 537 decision records, 340 variables, 21 annotation layers, 360 annotated decision events. Each action was recorded with the state that preceded it, the context around it, the uncertainty I was holding, and the judgment I applied, then aligned to device data on the same time scale. The architecture moves through 8 stages: state capture, temporal synchronization, context load, decision representation, trajectory comparison, deviation classification, human review and arbitration, and finally a provenance lock. Within that, divergence between what was expected and what was observed is classified before anyone attributes a cause. I call that the decision deviation signal. 4 classes: missed, delayed, resistant, overcorrective. The classification comes first and the blame comes later, or not at all. Now here is the finding that made me build all of it. Identical glucose outcomes can arise from fundamentally different decision pathways. Take 2 records from that window, match closely on pre-decision glucose and on endpoint. In the first, I read a sticky drift rather than a climb, and I held back 2 units. In the second, I read a post-meal spike and moved to knock it down before dinner. 4 units, same starting point, nearly the same endpoint, twice the insulin, and 2 completely different acts of reasoning. Outcome data collapse those into one bucket. This architecture preserves them as 2 structured records, computable, comparable, and structured for independent audit. I want to be careful about what I am and am not claiming. This is a single subject, 160-day window. It is not a multi-patient cohort. It is proof of concept, not validation. It establishes that the layer can be represented. It does not establish causation, and it does not score anyone's compliance. What has been demonstrated is the implementation, the capture at scale, the temporal alignment, and an auditable provenance record. What has not been established is design verification, formal risk analysis, intended use validation, and safety and efficacy. Planned next are inter-rater reliability, cross-user evaluation, a prospective study design, and the regulatory pathway. Which brings me to why I am here. My purpose at this Congress is simple. I want expert criticism. I want help identifying the correct verification and validation pathway. And I want to meet the clinical, engineering, and industry people who could take this further. Thank you for listening. My email and phone are on the poster, and I would welcome the conversation.